Hi, this is the July-August edition of Click, Science and Exploration for Young Kids. I'm Chris Radio Volunteer Ron Pariser. The cover of the magazine, Fun in the Garden, shows a young child watering the garden. Page 2, Click and the Kids, Story and Art by Betsy Page Brown. Featuring Amy, Martin, Click, Liz, the sitter, and Bugs. It's fun to work in Liz's garden. Yeah, and at a penny a weed, our piggy banks will be full in no time. Uh-oh, Martin. The tomato plants look sick. You're right, Amy. The leaves are all wilty, and they're curling up funny. Yuck! Look at all those little green bugs. They're everywhere. Click says, I feel itchy. What are we going to do? They're killing Liz's tomato plants. Hey, maybe if we asked them really nicely, they'd eat the spinach instead. I see you found the aphids. Not to worry. I ordered a batch of ladybugs from my gardening catalog last week. Maybe they're in the mailbox now. What? You bought bugs? And they're coming in the mail? I thought bugs were the problem. We have more bugs than we need already. Some bugs, like aphids, are pests because they eat the plants. But other bugs are helpers in the garden because they eat the bad bugs. Bingo, says Click. Wow, that's a lot of ladybugs, and they look hungry. Liz says a ladybug can eat 50 aphids a day. That's good, we've got lots. Click says, are they getting a penny an aphid? I feel sad for the aphids, but I guess the ladybugs need to eat too. And so do we. Liz's tomato soup is the best. Besides, ladybugs look so pretty in the garden. It looks like one big game of dot to dot. Go, ladybugs! Bon appetit, says Click. Later in the season, Liz's tomatoes are finally ripe for picking. Cherry tomatoes are more my size, says Click. Homemade tomato soup for lunch? Yum! Click says, just try some. Really, it tastes better than aphids, he says to the ladybug. Click's garden. Click is talking to a rose. I like to work in my garden, but sometimes I just want to stop and smell the roses. Why, thank you, Click. It's so nice to be appreciated. There's a lot to like about you, Rose. You look good, you smell good, but ouch, what's with the thorns? Hey, a plant has to protect itself. We can't run away, you know. We need to stay rooted in the ground or a pot. But what do you need protection from? Not me. You're okay, but honestly, plants are constantly under attack. There's always someone trying to eat us. Do you mean bugs that eat your leaves or sip your nectar? Yes, but actually every animal on earth either eats plants or eats another animal that does. I do eat carrots and pears and other fruits and vegetables, but I mostly like cheese or a good PB&J. And where do you think those foods come from? Well, I guess peanut butter comes from peanuts, and strawberry jam comes from strawberries. Both plants, and your bread is made from wheat, another plant. But cheese is made from cow's milk or goat's milk, not plants. And that cow or goat needs to eat grass or other plants to make its milk. I see your point, but hey, everyone has to eat. Humph! We plants make our own food. Wow! How do you do that? It's called photosynthesis. My beautiful green leaves soak up sunlight. Tiny openings in my leaves breathe in carbon dioxide from the air, and my roots suck up water from the soil. Click says, you need a microscope to see these tiny openings. Is that it? Yup. The energy in the sunlight turns the carbon dioxide and water into food for me, plus oxygen that I breathe back into the air. On page 10, there is a diagram illustrating this. Hey, I know what oxygen is. That's the part of air that I breathe in. You and every other animal. And then you all breathe out carbon dioxide, the part of air that I need. Plants and animals are breathing buddies. Wait a minute. I don't think every plant can do that photo thingy. What about a cactus? It doesn't have leaves. You're right, Click. Most cacti don't have leaves, but they can still do photosynthesis. Can you guess where? Here's a hint. It is someplace green. Their stems? Right, and since they don't need leaves, they're covered in spiky spines instead. Yikes, I'm not touching those. I bet they're good protection, though. Maybe all plants should have spines or thorns. More of us have them than you think. After all, to a tiny bug, the hairs on a fuzzy stem or leaf are like a thick forest of prickly spikes. Just ask the lamb's ear at the other end of your garden. I will. See you later, Rose. On page 12 and 13, will it grow? Try this experiment with your parent, teacher, or guardian to see how water, warmth, and light affect the way a seed germinates or starts to grow. Page 14. Who Visits the Garden? Art by Robert Baird. Gardens are full of flowers and vegetables, of course, but many animals visit too, looking for food and shelter. Can you find praying mantis, earthworm, aphid, bumblebee, snail, spider, mouse, green lacewing, ladybug, rabbit, deer, raccoon, garter snake, chipmunk, tomato hornworm, frog? What else do you see? On pages 16 and 17 are a variety of photographs. I will read the captions. Raccoons will raid not only gardens, but also garbage cans and homes if they can get in. Chipmunks mainly eat seeds, berries, nuts, and insects. A praying mantis hides among leaves. It stands so still that other bugs don't notice it until it grabs and gobbles them up. A spider sits in its web, waiting to trap a tasty insect flying by. A bumblebee sips flower nectar with its long, hairy tongue. Garden snails eat all kinds of plants. They hide during the day, but might come out after it rains. Mice especially like to eat fruits, seeds, and grains. It is often easier to see the damage they do than the mice themselves. A frog needs to live near water. It helps gardeners by eating mosquitoes and other insects. Rabbits eat mostly in the morning and evening. They love flowers and vegetables. Hungry deer will eat almost anything in a garden. Some of their favorites are apples, berries, and peas. Earthworms tunnel through dirt and eat dead leaves. They mix the soil and make it healthier for growing plants. A ladybug's bright colors warn birds and other insect eaters that it tastes bad. A garter snake won't hurt people. It eats mice, frogs, and insects. Aphids suck sap from plant stems and leaves. That can make the plant wilt and even die. A green lacewing's see-through wings help it hide. It eats aphids and other garden pests. A tomato hornworm isn't really a worm. It's a hawk moth caterpillar. It eats tomato leaves. Page 18. Yo Wants to Know by Leah and Alan Daniel. The Cactus House. This is the cactus I want, says Grandpa. You're silly, says Yo. It's way too big to fit in your house. I know, says Grandpa, and it can't live in my garden. Cacti are desert plants. I know about deserts, says Yo. They're mostly hot and dry. Cacti can handle that, says Grandpa. When rain does come, they suck it through their roots and store it in their stems. Here's one with lots of room for water, says Yo. I wouldn't want to throw this prickly ball. And most animals wouldn't want to eat it, says Grandpa. Pretty good protection, eh? Cacti don't have leaves. They have spines or hairs instead. Here's an old hairy guy, says Yo. That's funny, says Grandpa, because it's actually called an old man cactus. It's hard to choose, says Grandpa, but I'm going to buy this one. This one is my favorite, says Yo. Harry is coming home with me. Percy Plants, art by Rob McClurkin. Percy dreams of a garden. He plants some of his favorite things. In the illustration, he has planted a rock, daisy, green bean, tomato, pumpkin, lettuce, money, carrot, and candy. The sun comes out, it rains. Some things start to grow, some don't. Why didn't the candy and money grow? Percy tries again. Yum, Percy says, eating something from the garden. Maybe Percy can sell these, holding a tomato. Percy can't grow money or candy, but he can sell other things he grows, and then buy candy. Page 28, Flowers That Fly, by Susan Yoder Ackerman, art by Stephanie Roth Sisson. It's going to be a long afternoon. Aunt Jen and Uncle Pete are visiting, and that means I'm supposed to play with Adeline. She's dancing around in the sunshine, flapping imaginary butterfly wings. I get down on my knees and pat some wet mud sitting in a shallow pan. Okay, Adeline, I tell her, you can sprinkle sea salt on this, just a little, and I'll mix it in. She stops dancing and takes the salt shaker. Salt? I thought you were growing a butterfly garden, Simon, from butterfly seeds. I groan. This little girl has a lot to learn. But then I remember that I did too, when our family first decided to plant a butterfly garden. Some butterflies want salt when they're low on minerals, I tell her. One time a red admiral butterfly sat right here on my arm, tasting my salty sweat. I want a butterfly to sit on me, cries Adeline. I want to wear it like a flower. I try to explain. You know, butterflies don't grow like flowers. You can't plant them or pick them. They fly free. They go where they like. Aw, make them come to me, Adeline says. They'll come as long as our garden has the things they like, the right flowers and leaves, trees with sticky sap, soft, squishy fruit. I point to the pan, and a nice, salty mud puddle. But I don't like mud, says Adeline, pouting. See, my new pink boots are muddy, and pink's my favorite color. I try to take Adeline's mind off the mud. Did you know that butterflies have favorite colors, too? Pink? Adeline asks, starting to smile again. Actually, they like purple better and orange. Look over there at the butterfly weed, that plant with the bunches of dark orange flowers. A monarch just landed on it. It's sucking nectar up through its mouth parts like a straw. There are so many tiny flowers there, the butterfly doesn't have to fly far to get another sip. I'm afraid Adeline will try to grab the butterfly. I keep talking, so she'll stay near me. In the photograph, monarch butterfly on butterfly weed plant. We planted a lot of that flower because it's a kind of milkweed. Milkweed is a host plant. When a monarch is ready to lay eggs, she lands on a leaf to taste it with her feet. It has to be the right kind of leaf, or her babies can't eat it when they hatch. If it's not milkweed, she won't lay her eggs. I take a deep breath and keep going. If she doesn't lay eggs, then no caterpillars hatch. If caterpillars don't hatch, they can't eat leaves and grow fat and make chrysalises. If no chrysalises open, there won't be any monarchs coming out and flying in the garden. host plants are important. There is an illustration of the life cycle of the butterfly. There are three photographs labeled of butterflies on page 32. Is that big flowery bush a host plant? She asks. A buckeye with large spots is fluttering over the purple blossoms. A tiger swallowtail opens and shuts its wings as it hangs off a flower. No, but butterflies love to drink the nectar from its flowers, I say. I guess that's why it's called a butterfly bush. What about those plants with the skinny leaves and the little yellow flowers? Adeline points to feathery stalks bobbing in the sunny breeze. Black swallowtails are swaying with them. That's dill, another host plant, I say. We plant a bunch of dill seeds every year. Butterflies love it, and so does Mom. She makes pickles with it and cooks with it. Suddenly, Adeline jumps back. Worms! They're eating your plants. Get some spray. Never, I say. Nothing to kill bugs or weeds, ever. It poisons everything. Look, they aren't even worms. They're caterpillars. In a couple of weeks, they'll be beautiful butterflies. Adeline isn't very happy about the caterpillars, or the big bee buzzing over a yellow zinnia. Shoo, she says. No bees allowed. This is a butterfly garden. Hey, it's okay, I say. Butterflies and bees do the same work. Flowers need them both. Butterflies work? She asks. Yup, I say. When a bee or butterfly takes nectar from a flower, pollen from the flower sticks to its body and gets carried to the next flower the bug visits. Everybody's happy. Flowers need their pollen spread so they can make fruits and seeds, and the insects get nectar. The sun is setting behind our tall oak trees. I smell garlic bread through the open kitchen window. Let's get in the hammock till dinner time, I say. We lie together in the hammock, swinging slightly. A small butterfly darts over us, then swings back by as if asking to play. A cabbage white, I say. See the little black dots? Then Adeline spots the fluttering of bright orange and black wings as a monarch leaves the flower bed. Oh, Simon, she says, it looks just like a flying flower. That makes me smile. But she's kind of right. We swing gently back and forth, happy just to look at all the flowers, the ones that fly and the ones that don't, until Mom calls us in to dinner. That completes the July-August edition of Click Magazine, Science and Exploration for Young Kids. I'm Chris Radio Volunteer Ron Pariser.